Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A rand at just above 17 to the dollar by year end. That's the forecast from Bank of America, whose economist Tatonga Rusike says South Africa could also enjoy at least two ratings upgrades in the next 3 years, with the first one before the end of this year. All of this is dependent on whether the nation can deliver sustained economic growth and improve its finances. Plenty of big ifs there, but let's hope Rusike is right. Naspers CEO Fabrizio Bloisi says the company's Amsterdam-listed subsidiary Prosus has close to $20 billion to spend and is ready to grow in Europe. That's about 371 billion rand. Bloisi is also CEO of Prosus and was speaking at the WEF in Davos in Switzerland. His message was aimed specifically at the Europeans. We need to invest substantially more here to put Europe in this race and not keep looking for an outsider, he said. Bloisi also described President Trump's moves to make America a superpower in AI as a wake-up call for Europe. In case you missed it, earlier this week, Trump rescinded his predecessor's AI safety rules and announced a $500 billion AI infrastructure joint venture led by SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI. On the subject of the WEF, the organizations announced the establishment of a new Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution to be hosted at the University of Pretoria. This will be the first C4IR, as they're known, in South Africa, and the second on the African continent. It'll focus on the twin challenges of inclusive cross-industry digitization and decarbonization. On the market, a profit warning from Supergroup. It says its half-year earnings could fall by as much as 30%, with its UK dealerships under pressure due to a decline in new Ford sales and the negative effect of emissions regulations. In South Africa, Supergroup's dealerships did somewhat better, but it reports an influx of Chinese vehicles taking market share from legacy brands. The broader JSE ended last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down 0.8%, London's FTSE up 0.2%, while on Wall Street, the S&P 500 was up 0.5%, a record closing high, the Dow up 0.9%, the Nasdaq up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong up 1.9%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar steady at 104 to the euro, the rand 1844 to the dollar, 1926 to the euro, 2285 to sterling, gold at 2,771, platinum 956, Bitcoin just over 104,100, Brent crude oil just over $78 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.